USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden reaffirmed U.S. support for Ukraine in its conflict with Russia during a bilateral meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky in the Oval Office.
The President, the brave people of Ukraine, and that's not hyperbole, the people of Ukraine have shown enormous bravery, has inspired the world.
Zelensky expressed gratitude for ongoing military and humanitarian assistance. Prior to the meeting, Zelensky also conferred with lawmakers in Capitol Hill and top military officials at the Pentagon. He emphasized to lawmakers that Ukraine needs increased aid to avoid losing the war. A fatal crash involving a charter bus carrying Farmingdale High School's marching band occurred in New York, leaving one dead and over 40 injured. The incident took place about 70 miles north of New York City. Five individuals identified as young are in critical condition. The bus with at least 50 on board was en route to a band camp in Pennsylvania, according to the Farmingdale School District. For the second time this week, House Republicans face a setback in their efforts to push through a defense funding bill.
During a procedural vote, six conservative Republicans sided with Democrats, causing the defeat. This posing a challenge for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I know it's an obstacle, but I find it as a challenge, and we're going to solve it.
The conservative faction's opposition stems from their insistence on more substantial spending reductions. Meanwhile, the House is also under pressure to pass legislation securing government funding beyond September 30th. I'm John Schaefer.
Almost 13,000 UAW members are currently on strike, and this figure may increase when Friday arrives. United Auto Workers President Sean Fain has set Friday a deadline for the three major U.S. automakers to address the union's call for improved pay and pension benefits. The strike has now entered its seventh day. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Poland is no longer providing weapons to Ukraine because of a growing dispute over grain. Poland's prime minister called on Zelensky in a TV interview and said Poland is now focused on defending itself. Poland has sent Ukraine 320 Soviet-era tanks, 14 MiG-29 fighter jets since Russian forces invaded 19 months ago. House Democrat is trolling Republican leader Kevin McCarthy with a bill that would keep lawmakers from getting paid during a shutdown. Minnesota Representative Angie Craig on Wednesday introduced a bill called the McCarthy Shutdown Act and said, "It's ridiculous that we still get paid during a shutdown while folks like TSA workers are asked to work without a paycheck." The government is giving out free COVID tests again.
Starting next week, Americans will have the opportunity to once again request complimentary COVID-19 home tests. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services announced on Wednesday that the government is reinitiating the program to offer the free tests. Beginning September 25th, households can place an order for up to 4 tests through covidtests.gov. I'm John Schaefer.
A collar that belonged to the late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going for nearly $200,000 at an auction. The famous golden collar with glass beads has been dubbed the Pegasus by Ginsburg's family, and this is the first time her signature neckwear has been available to buy since her passing in 2020. Dave Collins, USA News.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.